Welcome to Roscoe's House of Chips, brought to you by Scroguard, your first line of defense against nasty pussy. All comments made are false.
What's up?
What's going on, kids?
How you doing?
I'm doing.
So we, this is a special recording.
So, and here's the deal.
Yeah?
Is this considered on location? Because we are at one of the main two guys' places of residence.
So, no, I wouldn't call it on location.
All right, fuck off then.
But, well, it's like a zoo in here. It's like an absolute zoo. There's, like, turtles
and kids
and just shit running around.
Oh, you guys have
that
gotten
is true.
A glimpse into my life.
Yes.
What do you think?
It's like, remember my friend today on the phone talking about dark matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. That's kind of what it's like looking into. Sorry, Cody, but
nothingness.
The turtle's too far.
And what we should start putting on recording, when Cody and I wrestle nude, he usually puts his asshole in my face, and I end up staring at dark matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dark vortex of doom.
Is that the hairy dark vortex of doom?
No, I'm pretty hairless.
Wax?
He waxes and he bleaches.
Yeah.
Speaking of bleaching anuses,
yeah. We have two special guests.
Yes, we do.
We do. We have
Daniel,
DKB,
and Wade. Wade's been on the podcast before.
He has, but now he is in studio, or Studio B.
Living
Studio B. Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Yes.
So shit.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So many years ago...
It was
just going to jump right into drunk stories.
Yes.
Drunk stories.
So, we're up in Bellingham... Well, no, South Bay, Lake Whatcom area. We'd had, you know, as usual, a few Chardonnays, so we were a little tipsy. And there was a gorgeous, gorgeous woman. Perfect little buttocks. Beautiful, beautiful boobies. And the best part was, you know, she was just toasted off of her rear end as well. So she's sitting there, and she's like, I gotta pee, hold on. And we were all watching a movie, by the way. I don't remember what it was, because it was like 4 in the morning, so we'd kind of settled down a little bit.
Yeah.
So then she kind of stands up, and she's all wobbly and tipsy. She's still watching the TV. And then we just kind of noticed, because, of course, we were checking out her shape, her pants started getting wet around
shape?
The crotchitchial area.
Yeah.
So it was clearly she was peeing herself. We're like, what the fuck? And then after a minute of her standing up, she's like, I don't remember what I got up for. And then she just sat back down. She wasn't quite as attractive at that point.
Now, did she sit down on the couch?
Yes.
Yeah. And they evacuated immediately. Goes without saying.
No, they left that couch stained
like
for the buddy.
Yeah.
You know.
Little cold shower for the D-man?
Not this week.
There were still boobies to play with that had not been pissed on yet, so...
Yeah, all it takes is a quick wipe down. Come on.
That's true.
If you can drink it to survive, what's the problem?
Okay.
An upcoming Are You Man Enough segment. We'll force Cody to drink all of our peas.
No. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he's okay with it. We'll do it.
So what you're saying is, Cody, I got to talk about this, because you don't draw the line with urine, but a finger in the butt is gay.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah. But how does urine constitute as gay?
Yeah.
Or you're just saying...
I'm just saying, I'm trying to get inside this man's head, because...
This guy obviously likes urine.
Absolutely.
You
were, saying that he'll drink it, and then he still has two boobies to play with, so she's not unattractive anymore. I mean, she's not, you know...
Yeah.
I'm not understanding where you're coming from. You need to help me out here. Where
I need to
urine,
help you out.
Because I don't think that she would be attractive after that.
You got to help him out.
But you're saying
blockage.
It's okay.
I'm going to need him to pee in front of me.
Okay. But how about this? A golden shower on a gorgeous set of tits and a white shirt, though. It's kind of like a pee-pee wet. I mean, it would be good to look at. I'm not saying I want to all over the pee-stained nipple.
Yeah.
No, but I couldn't go there. I guess that's where I draw the line.
But here we go.
Is urine?
Here we go.
Urine.
Have
yeah.
you tried it?
No.
Well,
then you have no leg to stand on. The first time I mean, I've never tried it either.
Okay. See, yeah.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Especially since your bad experience with the girl pissing herself.
Yep.
Which he would still do.
I don't know. I haven't seen her in probably 15 years.
You play poopy games?
Well, who hasn't played poopy games?
Have you heard the brown sock?
Yeah, I've heard
the brown sock.
What's a brown sock?
You get a bunch of drunk people together, and then one of you shit in a sock, and then you whip said drunk people with the brown sock.
Oh, yes. Let's start passing around the Chardonnays.
That sounds like we need to go to down to Seattle and do that at a co-ed party.
No, the best parties are out in the sticks, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You build a big fire made of stolen pallets that they steal from the grocery store.
Yeah.
And you just go out there and dump a bunch of lighter fluid on it, and then you just dance around naked.
Were
That's
you
it.
There?
I've been there 1,000 times.
So, yeah.
I
so
was just
again,
trying to find, you know, I was thinking of a place with as many people that you could just running through with this sock full of shit.
Yeah.
Smacking
yeah,
as many people
thing.
As you could in the face with.
Football
we
games.
Had, we had
got
cool
nothing else
parties.
To watch.
Oh, no.
These kids.
We watch football.
We had cool parties because we made up shirts for the keg girls. We take up kegs. We had a buddy had his little trailer towed behind his truck just full of pallets. Full of pallets.
Absolutely.
I don't know where he got them from. So we're up way up in the mountains, up the logging roads, and we made this huge pyramid out of all these. Poured gasoline on it, lit the torch.
Was it a great pyramid?
Oh, yes, it was.
Yes.
But the funny part was the idiot, I mean, we poured a couple of five-gallon jugs of gasoline all over this thing. I mean, seriously, this thing was probably 20 feet around.
You need a cup to get it started, by the way.
Yeah.
A couple
yeah.
5 gallons.
Oh, man. So one of us, it wasn't me, but I'm sure I had a cigarette or two at that time. But no, you know, lights it, tosses it. We were still a little too close.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up on our asses, but mm-hmm. Oh, man, it was great. And, no, it wasn't that time. But anyway, that was a badass night. And then another time when we had a big keg stand, it was at some lady's farm, and then we were all standing around drinking, and there were three horses warming themselves. Can't party unless you're with the horses.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the next day
the
was when the goats were.
Okay, okay.
On the pyramid.
That same, okay.
So, we used to party at this place called Poverty Flats. Now, let me set this whole thing up for you, because Utah is a state of 1.5 million people, and 1.2, yeah, and 1.2 million of them live in Salt Lake City, so the rest of this big state is just open nothingness.
Isn't Utah the place where the only good thing to do is fuck?
That's it. The only thing to do there is fuck.
Wouldn't it be a good place to live, though?
No.
Or
no.
Drink alcohol.
That's why you
with
go
very
there.
Low alcohol content.
Yeah. That's why you go there, fuck, and then leave.
Yeah, sounds like
and
plan.
And you know what? Your pickup line, I'm from Washington, you know what I'm saying? That would actually
what
work there.
Line? That's not what you're talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway. Yeah.
Denied.
So, we're out there partying. That's where we used to go party. It's just out in nothingness. It'd be like
that's the best
50
place.
Square miles of desert. We're out there partying one night, and this hot, hot Bishop's daughter.
Bishop's now, daughter.
Yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
So you remember Jeremy saying in one of the previous shows that, like, the higher up her dad is in the church,
the more freaky
the crazier
she is.
Oh, man.
Always.
So she's out there, and I thought she was prissy. I thought she was going to be goody-goody, and I see her show up. I'm like, oh, man. This party just got the stop sign. Oh, mm-hmm. No. Oh, no. She gets out.
It just went up by tenfold.
And it was like instantly, why is everybody's shirts on? Ah! You know, throws her shirts off. And then it got to the point where, like, nobody was looking at her. She was naked. Nobody's looking at her. And I looked at this guy. I was like, why? What's going on here? There's a naked chick. Oh, we've seen that 1,000 times. It's to the point now where nobody cares.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
She's been naked so many times, it doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, wow.
People of the church, obviously, you need to watch your kids more.
No.
No.
Don't
no,
watch
no.
your daughters
no,
anymore.
You.
They're a lot of fun.
All the good stories go away.
Yeah.
They're
no
a lot
way.
Of fun. Keep raising them the way that you're raising them, and
please.
I
yes.
guarantee that
keep them
they'll be
up.
Fruitful and multiply.
In the closet. Keep them caged. Make sure you leave the ball gag.
Yes. Keeping the ball gag is good.
Hell, I got a story.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
When I used to live down in Texas when I was a little shit,
yeah.
All the parents on my street would go to one house and get absolutely shit-faced.
Nice.
And leaving all of us children to be assholes.
Was it a key party?
Oh, it was a key party.
Your parents were swingers?
Yeah.
Wait,
parents were swingers.
wait. You want to talk about the party, but that's not the real subject matter.
Oh,
here.
No. The party is the subject. Just let me get finished.
Okay.
Because we did some stupid shit.
We're going to talk about this key party, though.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So we used to do all sorts of shit. We played Truth or Dare. So one day, my sister decides it's a good idea to have all the boys dress up in drag and then run through this house of drunk people screaming, I want to be a cowgirl, baby.
Yes.
Awesome.
I was the only one who went through with it. I do not regret a thing. I look damn good.
Oh, man.
Did you reach into the jug and grab a key yourself?
I was in and out, man. I was fast.
Just ran.
I was a yellow blur in a sundress.
In a sundress. Did you have the big hat?
Were you
the
wearing
the
heels?
Did you
run in heels?
I had heels, makeup, sundress, hat, everything.
You know what? You're doing that at work.
Hell
no. We're both doing it.
You
By
go
the way,
first.
Mr. Daniel and I work together. DKB, sorry.
DKD?
Yeah. And just for those, we try not to say specific names of those.
Yeah, Mr. D-Man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our names are fine. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah. Oh, we all know Dave gets around. He's got his fans.
Well, not any. Well, I got my fans. I don't get around in one sense because, you know, I'm a loyal man to my wife.
He's
got the ball and chain.
You don't
attached.
Quite need the wheelchair yet. You still get around.
I get around.
Okay. I got to ask about this key party.
All right. Yes.
So your parents would literally go to this party. Your dad would drop his
just
keys.
Just the dad.
I don't would drop his keys in a bowl. And then when your mom left, she had to pull a set of keys out of the bowl and then go home with whoever owned those keys.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how a key party works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole street was
a
little...
How many nights did your mom come home just looking disheveled?
Oh, I never saw her until the next morning. We were all asleep by the time the party was over.
That's what I'm saying. How many mornings did she come home just looking ragged?
I can only think of one or two. I mean, she kept it together pretty well.
She cleaned herself up pretty
well. A little bit. I hope so. All the kids would still be lounging around in the damn sofa. We don't give a fuck.
I have a confession to make.
Confess.
I keep forgetting what
sins,
you call him, DDK, or what is it?
DKD.
I wanted to call him BTK earlier,
BTK.
Which is the name of a serial killer, Bind, Torture, Kill. So, and he's from El Dorado, by the way, El Dorado, Kansas.
Oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah. But I apologize. I was going to call you BTK.
No, DKB is what
DKB.
I was saying.
DKB.
So,
is there a B?
So,
D or B?
I'm just excluding
your
last
confession.
Name.
Yeah.
That was my confession.
Oh, that was your confession?
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I figured it was on the line of the swinger thing.
Yeah,
we're not
all
going down
hoping
that road,
something
Cody.
Was going on
I've
there.
Got a confession.
Oh, I just thought it was
actually
along the same lines.
I really don't have a confession, so continue. Wait, continue.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking of crazy parent parties, like
yes.
besides yours, because obviously
there
was a few, and I've got some pretty crazy ones. What was the craziest party you ever seen your mother and father involved in, Cody, or did they have any at all?
It wasn't crazy. It was my dad was in the Navy and he retired, and so there was a huge block party, but it wasn't. It was kids, and there was a parade, and it wasn't.
It wasn't a drunken brawl?
No, not at all. And then there wasn't anything after that.
No
swing. We moved
swinging.
Here and no, none of that.
Mm. So boring.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
moving
pretty cookie
on
cutter.
Then. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very
Now I can guarantee
Dave,
that this man right here.
Hopefully they
yes.
just farted.
Dave
hopefully,
likes
hopefully
to smell his own
fart.
Brand.
Who doesn't?
That mic is right
his
up on
essence.
Your nose, too.
Yeah, it is.
Hey,
no, if we're taking turns, I do have a parent party.
Absolutely, we're taking
okay.
turns.
So, when I was a young lad, perhaps age of 8, 7, 5, anyway, I was all those ages at one point in my life.
Right.
Believe
no,
it or not.
No, no.
So, my dad built this really cool house, and it had kind of an upstairs, but it was one of those where it was half the house. So, it wasn't a full upstairs, right?
Right.
And we had a big support beam that went through... kind of underneath the floor of that second half and then went out across, you know, and it was kind of decorative, so it was meant to be part of the house. All his kids were supposed to be asleep, so, you know, yeah, we were sleeping, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them comes up, and, you know, he kind of stops, one of my dad's friends, I should say, and he comes up, and he's kind of looking around, everyone's sleeping, all of a sudden, dude just starts stripping down naked. We're like, what the fuck? Well, because in the second level, there was a big open kind of window thing. There's no window, it was just a big opening.
Yeah.
So he calls through, and then he just goes naked, just out there, wagging his shit for everyone down below. And remember, the girls freaked out, because they had never seen boy parts. I mean, all the girls were 5, 6, something like that. And,
I think that's against the law.
Well, yeah, but this was back in 85, 86. I mean,
I still think that was against the law.
Oh, I'm sure it was, but, you know, all of us kids were sleeping.
Justin,
you know,
it was against the law.
Eh, no worries. Hey, Chode. Yeah, fix that. On the subject, really quick, before I'm sure you have a story, Chode defined, I know there's many words for this, the area between the butthole and the ball sack.
Other known as the gooch.
Chode, or the gooch.
The gooch.
And I am the chode.
You are the chode.
What's really funny about this subject is I actually know it as the penis itself. And what's really cool is I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, and it says on there, what is a chode? Define chode. It says a bunch of people sitting around arguing about what chode is.
They would know. They got their finger on the button there.
You
well, looks
are
like,
me.
Looks
I
like
am
this
you.
Is a chode in progress.
That's right. That so we're awesome. All chodes, I think.
But on to what you're saying, he is correct in the fact that the peni does go further back in.
Yes.
A little bit. It does. It's not just the little tiny mushroom tip that you see. I mean, the snake that hangs in front of me.
Mine is definitely the mushroom
tip. There
is
a surgery where you can access that little bit.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's do it right now. Hey. Are you man enough?
Yeah.
Hell no. I'm big enough.
We didn't get any listener suggestions for our
Do we ever?
We should.
We...
Rosconians.
We just need to drive up to these people's house middle of the night, threaten their lives, and they'll probably start doing it.
I think we'll lose listeners.
I think next week you're going to have some suggestions.
Well, but do you think that the cops will let us do an episode from a jail cell? That would be a hell of an on-location spot.
I think so. They just got to, you know, hand the mics in.
Sounds good. Let's try it.
Long enough microphone cord.
It's got to be a cell with Big Bubba in it, because there's always a Big Bubba.
Yeah, we have to.
I'll be Big Bubba.
No.
Okay.
No. You'll
that
be
would, think
you
of the interviews
okay.
that come
Dave,
from the jail
you
cell.
Love
you,
Big Bubba.
You would be the bitch. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
D-Man.
Well, come on. We I don't
so
want our
I.
listeners to know that I'm the bitch.
I'm
all man,
right
lady.
There with you.
Okay.
But
anyway.
Yeah. I think they would do it. Just give us the mic and.
You're a little too quiet sometimes.
I'm a little too quiet?
A little
right now,
too quiet.
Yeah. You got two loudies.
We bring the boom.
Bring the boom?
No, I brought the boom a few minutes ago.
I know. I'm smelling it still.
It wasn't quite loud enough. Speaking of
I didn't hear
I'm not going to mention any names, but...
I felt it vibrate. There was a disturbance in the force.
But the other night, let's say that Chody over here may or may not have worked with me until...
Oh, no. You don't. We can name names on this one.
Oh, we can name names?
I was at work... And for all you, everybody who doesn't know it yet, Wade and myself worked together.
Poor
and
Wade.
And I had
terrible teammate.
I was called into work, worked very late night, and it came to a point where we had to call our manager. And at which time, got on the phone with manager, and we had to wake him up, so, you know, he's still all groggy and whatnot. And I get on the phone with him, and he was like, hey, how much would I owe you? Or how big would I owe you if you stayed? And I was like, well, that'd be pretty big, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, wait, hold on. And as soon as he said, hold on, I had a fart. So I took the phone, lifted the cheek, and just went.
I hope you shat yourself.
No, it was close.
It was awesome. I was laughing so hard I was squeaking.
Yeah,
to hold
he was.
My God.
And then he was very quiet. he wasn't
awesome.
Really.
His whole demeanor changed with Cody on the phone after he shit in the phone.
I had to ask him, are you still there? You still with me?
I have to get a little closer. Maybe.
All right.
Well,
it
depends.
Get up on it.
Because he's louder
get
than we
on
are,
it.
So maybe he can.
That's true.
Sorry, I'm trying to correct people here. I gotta crack the whip on someone who really doesn't need a whip cracked. Because he knows more about what we're doing than we do.
Well, I know a little bit more about sound.
And libido.
And libido. I know a lot about libido.
Sweet.
Yeah, I have a big one. Anyways, back to our subject about parental parties.
Yes.
Thank you.
You guys really do, you know, you've heard that my parental situation may not be normal to most people, how my aunt is my dad's first wife, and that really makes things happen.
Don't even bother with the faces. This is great. Yeah.
So we're at one of our family reunions that we talked about.
I thought they were family brawls.
Yeah, they were brawls.
But those are the best family reunions because it's entertaining.
Well, hold on.
Entertain us, anus.
It's a twofer. Anyway, so we're at one of these.
I'm really glad I'm sitting on the other side of the room.
No, it ain't going to stink. It's the silent ones that are horrible.
I think Wade just shat himself.
He might have just shat himself. That sounded really wet,
you know,
bro.
What? Mine didn't smell. I'm just saying. I didn't smell.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm on the other side of the room.
A lot of people talking shit tonight.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's called the infamous family reunion of 1990.
Nice.
Okay, and we still talk about this. My parents had just got done being separated. My dad was like 95 pounds soaking wet because he was on speed and drinking a shit ton of alcohol and had tamales and beer. That was pretty much his entire diet.
My dad's was beer and hot dogs.
Ooh, tamales and beer. I don't know.
And beer must have been a hell of a gaseous mix.
Mine like
dad,
Crown
my dad
and
would
steak.
Sit there and
Crown
smoke,
and steak was his bread and
drink
butter.
Drink his beer and just go microwave. Not even like barbecue. Microwave his hot dog.
Yeah, that's quicker to get to him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he had to get back to the computer.
He's got shit to do.
Or shit to look at.
No, so anyway.
Don't we all?
We're all sitting around there, and everybody in the family's mad that my mom got back with my dad. I mean, like, this was like 2 weeks before this whole family reunion, my mother and father got back together. And everybody in her family was mad at her for getting back together with my dad.
Yeah.
Okay? So now my Aunt Danette, who's a crackhead who cooked meth in coffee pot, we'll actually get on that subject later. And she started the whole thing. She pretty much came up to my dad and just started chewing his ass. And just telling my dad. And he's like, you know, you better back off. Okay?
Yeah.
And
just chewing his ass.
Just being a bitch.
Is he tall enough that she had to kneel down to chew on the ass?
My father is 5'2", weighs 95 pounds at this time.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a little guy, and she's just starting to
chew. Okay, but it's in reach. She's just chewing his ass because they got back together.
Right, and she's just being a bitch.
What? Okay, yeah.
And this is what started, this statement right here started the entire fight. My dad said to my mom, hey, can you clean up my trash as well off the table and put it over there in the trash can? And my Aunt Danette looks at my father and says, she doesn't need to clean up your trash because you are her trash.
Oh, shots fired.
And so I'll pick up her trash.
That's a bomb.
And dad looked her straight in the face and says, imagine that. Trash picking up trash. And all hell broke loose. And all I remember as a 10-year-old kid was, go to the fucking park now. And I'm sitting there, no, we want to see this. And
shit has hit the fan.
It is going down. Man. And all I know was my Aunt Thelma started crying because she's the one that planned it all. And my mom told her to shut her damn mouth, so she's crying even harder, went running in the house.
Oh,
my Aunt
Jesus.
Dixie, which is my dad's first wife, she got involved, and naturally she's going to be against my mother at this time, because it's...
She still wants the dad date.
She still, you know, they've been fighting over my dad for 40 years. And so now she starts chewing my mom's ass. You know, we were sisters until you got back with him. And my mom said, hey, you know, you're effing this and that C-word.
I think your dad has a really short, girthy cock, because why else would you fight over a man like that?
Absolutely. So anyways, so now everybody's crying. I want you to picture 40 adults crying, drunk, high, whatever it is that everybody's on, crying, and then start beating their children, taking it out on the children. And there's my parents didn't take it out on me because I think my dad was too drunk to start beating us, but these other people started beating their children and throwing them in the van. Like literally my cousin Casey got picked up and tossed into a van by the back of his shirt. Just, yeah, boom! Just horrible party. So, it was just a horrible, horrible party.
Nice.
Yeah, it was always scary as a kid, because my mom would always threaten, you better shut the fuck up, or I'm going to pull this van over. Ha 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 ha, mom's never going to pull the fucking van over.
Oh, that happened to me.
Until the day she did.
Absolutely.
And you were fucking shaking in your goddamn boots like, oh, fuck. She gets out, comes to the side, just fucking rips that door open. You're like, oh, fuck. Shit. Get the fuck out here.
Makes you stand on the side of the road as she drives off?
Yeah.
My mom actually let me out one day. She knew my dad was like 10 minutes behind. She lets me out just right off the side of the road and says, you're fucking walking. And my dad comes and picks me up. I'm off the side of the road just, and he's like, what the fuck did you do? What did you do? And at the same time, fighting back that smile.
I pissed mom off.
Right, right.
That's too good. Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to open up some Gentleman Jack that Wade was kind enough to bring last time he was here for our ill-fated Super Bowl party. But I think it is time to move on. Yeah. I got some nerd world news.
All right, I'll check back in with you later.
So, the article that I found that I want to talk about comes from Nerdist. The Nerdist. And, excuse me. Hey, listen. Netflix is developing a live-action Legend of Zelda series.
Please, God, no.
No?
No.
Fuck you, Daniel.
No.
No, I'm with
they,
Daniel.
They've
on
dragged
this.
That game through
even
the
though
mud
I really don't
so
know
much.
Zelda,
it
no.
does
no.
not
this
need
is
going to
be fucking exciting.
It does not need anymore.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Netflix is working closely with Nintendo to develop a live-action series based on the massively popular The Legend of Zelda series.
Do you remember how bad the cartoon was?
Okay, but here's what Netflix is describing it as. Game of Thrones for a family audience. And Game of Thrones is fucking cool. So
but for a family audience.
Are there tits in there?
There's not going to be
there's
any
tits.
There's
tits in Game of Thrones.
That's what I was asking.
There's going to be no tits.
I would love to see Zelda's tits, but
oh, yeah.
There probably won't be.
Well,
either
I,
way,
I don't know.
Is
so
Zelda a chick?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. I'm like the only
the Legend of Zelda. So
yeah,
the person you play is Link with your Master Sword.
Well,
okay, anyways.
So Link is a chick.
No, Link is the dude.
You just said Zelda was a chick.
Zelda is a chick. She's the princess.
She is Princess Zelda.
So
Princess
Link
of Hyrule.
You Link play, is yes. trying to save Zelda.
No, Link
yes.
is trying to break off some of that.
Absolutely. Okay. And he's trying to kill a dragon to prove his worth to Zelda so that he can get some
he's
got to
get some magic right. glowing herbs.
No. Oh, right. But before we finish the rest of the deal, all gamers need to join me in a chorus, though, of dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun.
But to your point of the cartoon, I never saw that cartoon.
No,
it
wasn't great.
All I know is the, well, excuse me, princess. That's all I know about it, and I will never watch it. But the fact that Netflix is going to make an original Legend of Zelda series live action, it's going
to
be badass.
I think
it's
that
not
I
to
have
say
that
I'm not hopeful for it. I am just skeptical.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be some skepticism in there, but I think they'll prove you wrong.
I like Excitebike.
If they made an Excitebike show now,
a live action wait,
yeah,
that's called motocross.
It's called supercross.
Our resident non-nerd loves the motocross.
Oh yeah,
moto, not motor.
Moto.
Here's my big thing. When did it become cool to be a nerd?
When was it not?
It pisses me off too.
When was it not?
There's a certain individual that
really?
I've seen on Facebook.
Oh, I never had a problem with it. I didn't give a fuck. I'm a big dude. They want to fuck with me. I'm a nerd. I don't give a shit.
No, but when you have people that you know were not nerds, like in high school and shit, and
right.
then all of a sudden,
fuck those
there's
people.
A certain individual I know I've seen on Facebook, and they've posted like pictures like, ooh, I'm nerding out tonight.
That person
you're
needs
not
to
a
be
nerd.
Shot.
Right. It's kind
that
of,
kind of person
it's on
needs
a different
to be
level,
shot.
But it's kind of like when you're growing up. You beat off all the time. You don't say a word, and then eventually it's all right to do it. It's just, you know, different level. But still, that's kind of what it's like, I think.
Dave, I agree with you, and then I disagree with you.
Well, because it's a little different, and that's what I'm trying to say. Because obviously, you know, nerding has been going on for years, and it's not like it finally reached that age. It's just, I don't know. That was the only comparison
it's
I could come up with.
Right,
and it's
no,
not
but,
exactly
but there
right.
I think you're onto something, but on the flip of it, I also think...
As a nerd,
as a complete gamer nerd, okay, that... They're so used to being cool and doing what is
uh-huh.
is cool that when it finally became cool to be a nerd, uh-huh. they just fell into sync.
Uh-huh.
And we got our
yeah,
asses
that's
kicked.
True.
Guys like Cody uh-huh. and I got our asses kicked at school for being gamers the way we were. And
for
and
collecting Star Wars
and
cars.
Collecting
and
Star
Pokemon
Wars
cars.
Cars.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon!
Right, Pogs.
But to be fair,
yeah.
I still want to kick
Pogs.
His ass. That has nothing to do with him being a nerd.
I want to beat the shit out of Cody.
I think it has everything to do with me being a nerd.
I don't know.
But
I fucking hate posers.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is.
See,
it's putting on that front. That's what it goes back to, that same conversation. You're putting on a front to be accepted, to put it out there.
Right.
And that I don't agree with.
But you know something else that I believe, now I'm probably way off on this, that I've seen is, it seems like they're also trying to bring nerd into a fashion sense. Because you have all these cool movies, Iron Man and all that, but they make sure that they put in these hot actors and these, you know, they're trying to bring nerdy stuff out. That's what I see as a non-nerd. And I'm kind of scared, like, I didn't get into too much stuff. Now, I got into Superman, because I've always wanted to fly. But I know at some point they're going to redo it, and it's going to be a huge thing. And to me, it's not going to match.
They did redo Superman.
Well, clearly it didn't do well.
It's called Man of Steel, and yes, it did. That's
no,
why
that's a bunch of bullshit. They need to call it Superman.
No.
Don't call it Man. Don't make up some other
but
stupid name.
But he is
name.
The
it's
Man
called,
of Steel.
It's called Man
care.
Of Steel. And
nope.
it
is
did
it
well enough that they're making a Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice movie.
Jesus Christ.
Well, Batman's going to win anyway.
Batman always wins.
Yeah,
Batman
is not
wins.
A superhero.
Oh, shut
Batman
your hole.
Batman
horrible.
Is a superhero.
No.
He is a millionaire that can afford all the good toys. That's
yeah, exactly.
It.
Bullshit.
He has no superpowers.
Iron Man. Exactly.
Lex Luthor's
having
the same way.
Having money is not a superpower.
Having
do
not
give
not
me
a
this
superpower.
Shit.
That's not my arguing point. He has trained himself to peak physical and mental condition.
He knows bat jitsu.
So has I when it comes
he
to sitting on my ass. I've trained myself well. That doesn't make me a superhero.
You are a borderline Batman. Master, my friend.
Oh my gosh, I've trained myself so well at masturbating, dude. I can dry dog with each hand, just back and forth,
just tossing it.
Yeah, smacking nice. Around a little bit.
Smack it around.
All right, continue.
He is trained himself. He's a fucking ninja, literally a ninja. He is a superhero. He's the only superhero without any superpowers.
Not the only supervillain,
so,
though.
Okay, if you're referring to Lex Luthor...
Oh, I am referring to Lex Luthor.
He's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's a prick. He's a villain.
Exactly. But he also has money, and he's
the only
evil.
Villain I like is...
So
is
he could be Batman if he wanted to.
Dr.
He
Evil.
Has the means.
The only villain I know is
no.
Dr. Evil.
$1 million.
The worst villain ever.
Really?
That's
I it?
Love that show.
$1 million, kajillion,
which one is
million.
It where they're in the Space Needle?
In
is it number two?
I don't think they were in
Austin
the Space
Powers.
Needle.
Yeah, they were.
Ask Maxine, she knows.
It says Starbucks on the top of it. They're in the Space Needle. It's, one,
it's number two.
That's
it's,
number two.
Yeah, it's one of the best ones because I love Seth Green. Not
I
like his girlfriends do,
Scott!
But I know.
The Space Needle. It's been too long since I've
would
seen
it. Would you like
movies.
To have a supple of my zipple?
Would you like a smoke and a pancake?
Gold member.
Bong and a blint.
That Danish son of a bitch.
All right, go back to fighting. You nerds are entertaining.
Well. What was really funny was is you had this passion when you were talking about Superman, and then
yeah.
you were angry about Man of Steel.
So
now,
angry.
Now, that was what was cool about it. Like, that's the type of passion that we have
mm-hmm.
for all of this stuff, the
mm-hmm.
games and different things. And so, you know, is there that one thing that you do that you have a ton of passion for there, Dave?
Aside from masturbation.
He does like...
Music, Supercross...
He's very passionate about fingers in his
and
bubble.
And I don't want to like get serious on here, but actually psychology. But anyway, go back.
Dave, I think, is a closet nerd. He likes Superman and he likes video games. It doesn't matter
no,
how much.
No, I don't
much.
Like video games. I only play motocross.
You know,
yeah,
you
motocross
say, okay.
is a video game.
Okay,
well,
here,
I know, but
closet.
I'm saying that's all I get into. Because,
let's,
okay,
let's
take
define
it back.
Something
take
first.
It back. Like, I got into Mario Brothers. I never got past like level 4 or 5.
No one gets
so
past level 4 or 5. No one.
Let's define something first. What does it mean to be a nerd?
If we could shoot a video of you, it's...
Just
no, it's... Yeah, I don't know. What? Because I don't think I could really define a nerd.
Okay, Wade. What do you think
I think
that,
it's, I think
what
it's a
defines
person.
A nerd?
I think a nerd or a geek or whatever it is a person that... mentally stimulates themselves rather than physically. So it's more like I enjoy playing a video game for the same reasons that people enjoy playing football. Like that to me, and I'm very good at it. I am very good at manipulating video games, card games, different things like that, and the strategy of it. So it's somebody that enjoys the mental stimulation rather than physical.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head, because that's what, you know, I get so passionate about Supercross and stuff like that, and it's... Fuck. I was going somewhere with this. My ADD, I'm already gone.
I think right there
couple
you
of squirrels.
Said the appropriate word in my description of a nerd is passion.
Yes.
Passionate.
Right. Because, okay, you
could
be
a nerd football. You could be a car nerd. You could be...
Absolutely. Porn nerd.
Exactly.
When we were at Comic-Con,
yes.
There were the people that were clearly there because they were the people that it's now cool to be a nerd, but they're mm-hmm. still...
They usually dress up.
But
the
then,
way.
There were the nerds...
The ones that think that's cool to be a nerd?
Yeah. The ones that want to be... The ones that are, like, there for the fashion sense.
They cosplay
right,
it. Right. Yeah.
But yeah. See, there were also the nerds that were, like, into the comic books.
Right.
Not just the
that's
other shit. They were into the comic books. The people that you've never heard of who just created a comic in their back bedroom, mm-hmm. The real nerds were the ones talking to them, getting to know them. You know, it's like when we were in line...
But they're a comic book nerd.
Yeah.
Well,
they're passionate about those
right,
comic
and that's
books.
What I mean. Because there were some people passionate about just meeting a celebrity.
Not
who
like
I
onions.
Dissed, by the way.
Yeah.
But, no, there were some people just, like... And I'm still bummed that I didn't get to meet the douche coup.
Right.
I love going down to Comic-Con, and I'm excited about this. That could be part of my...
But I will say, I've been to all types of conventions.
Yeah.
They were the coolest fucking people, man. There was no fighting. There was no mm-hmm. arguing.
Yeah.
And everyone...
It's awesome.
It was so
it's
cool.
One person under the same roof. Just
pretty
one
much,
person.
Yeah.
They
and
all know the same things.
You're standing... Because what I like to do is there's a certain artist there, and his name is Jason Palmer. And he does a Comic-Con exclusive, basically, of all the celebrity guests that are going to be there. And I know a lot of these celebrity guests, not personally, but I know of them and would like to meet
them. Did you ever get to meet Adam Shadowchild?
Who?
The guy
Adam Shadowchild.
Adam Shadowchild.
What?
Three tits.
Huh?
He was the guy that did all the artwork for Guns N' Roses?
No.
He doesn't know.
Right?
He doesn't know. What,
no,
what,
they
what
don't,
are
they
you?
Don't
no.
get it.
No, they don't get it.
They
don't,
no.
Well,
I guess we
no.
don't.
I do.
Nope. I love... Oh,
Paul
that's great.
Is a great movie.
Paul is a great movie.
I think
Paul
we're actually talking about
movie.
The same guy.
Yeah.
Three tits.
Adam Shadowchild. He's not a real person. He was made up for the movie Paul. Which I do like that one.
Oh, I have Paul. I own Paul.
Oh,
I
man.
You are
I must
a terrible
have been thinking,
person.
I must have been thinking because...
No,
cause
it's
in
my
in
memory's horrible.
In the album cover of Appetite for Destruction, there was this real famous like artist back in the 80s that he did comic books as well. And I thought that's who you were talking about. I actually forgot his name. But in Appetite for Destruction, you would open up the inside
yeah.
cover of it, and there was a lady there with three tits. And that's who I thought you guys were talking about.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I thought you were talking about that artist. He was amazing. Like, he did all kinds of cool stuff back then. His art was real dark, and that's what I go to Comic-Con for, is the artist.
Yeah.
Oh, they make some great-looking stuff.
But what I like to do with this artwork is then go around to meeting all the celebrity guests and having them sign this artwork, because then that's my Comic-Con experience. I have all three on my wall, and I... can look at it and remember every single person that I met and having that experience of having to meet them, because to me they're inspiring. It's part of the reason why I wanted to do this podcast, is because they're able to achieve a higher level, and I know that I can as well, but I had to start somewhere.
We
and
believe
that's what
in
this
you.
Podcast is about
only slightly
right.
No. Well, it's time we tell Cody our evil plan then, Dave, that he's no longer on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
I'm the new host here.
Pass the mic.
Yeah, right. It's gone.
Guys,
yeah,
it's been
you're not gonna be achieving anything higher
yeah.
now.
We're gonna keep
Jody.
Using your house, but you're done.
We gotta get that mic away from him. He's got a weird look
yeah.
in his face.
Chody's signing out now. Bye guys.
You know, it's funny though, when I was a kid I kinda wanted to be a nerd. I got into the Superman, I got into Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Good. And I loved movies like The Explorers was badass. You know, I loved like The Goonies and there's other movies.
Navigator.
Thank you. Flight of the Navigator was awesome.
Navigator. Fuck yeah.
You know, and I tried to get on. I mean, I got into that stuff when I was a kid, but then all of a sudden I got older and I got into BMX and I got into bikes and I got it. And it's like I forgot to be a nerd.
Okay.
I never diverted for
question,
any
reason. Question. At what age did you lose your V-card?
Oh, man.
Mark of a true nerd here.
It has nothing
no,
to do with
I was,
that.
No, I was late. I think I was like 18. I was a
you
late boomer.
18.
You, Wade? Or Wade.
Daniel, yeah. Daniel. Maybe.
BTK. Which when was the first person you killed?
DKB.
Oh.
I actually got a weird story about it. It was at 18 as well, but mine was at school.
Oh, that's bastard. Pretty cool. I was 19.
So, well, late bloomers. I don't think that has anything to do with it, but did you hear
I
what
think
he...
I think it does.
No, I think...
To a certain extent.
To what he was saying was he hit on it. He said he was got into Spider-Man. He started going down the road, and then all of a sudden, he said he got to an age where he got into motocross. I think we just never grew up, Cody.
No.
I think that's what it was.
Part of well, but I wouldn't say that I grew up.
I think
I just something
the only
else
adult
grabbed me by
room.
The balls and jerked me to the
I
side.
I think there was
I was still
else
a kid.
That
the Dirt Bike Kid, that was another badass movie. That's one of the ones.
I remember the name.
Oh,
Crossroads?
You remember Rad? Does anybody here
the
remember
Britney
the movie
Spears
Rad?
Movie?
No! Crossroads with, what's his name? They played the Karate Kid.
Poor Dave.
Daniel LaRusso. Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio.
There you go.
Horrible movie, but I used to watch it all
Not
the time.
Miyagi. Oh, that pisses me off. That remake they did of Karate Kid with the stupid kid.
Will
and
Smith's
then,
kid.
Will Smith's
yeah.
kid.
Jada, not Jada.
I think
right.
he did a good
then,
job.
No. Hold on.
It didn't need to be remade.
Stop.
No, it
because
did
here's
not need
what they
to be
did.
Remade.
They had Jackie Chan, which is the right choice, but in the middle of the movie, what does he say? This is not karate. This is kung fu. What the fuck? It's called Karate Kid. They didn't follow it. He does some stupid move with his jacket. That's what I was so pissed off about. And that's what I'm afraid of Superman. Okay, I got used to those first three movies. So don't fuck it up. I haven't seen Man of Steel, so I can't dog that movie.
Watch Man of Steel.
I mean, that Karate Kid thing pissed me off so damn bad.
I can see that point now.
Man of Steel...
I never noticed.
...was good. I thought it was the best Superman movie since Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, you better not say it was better than those.
But
I hated those.
Yeah, they were pretty terrible.
I'm sorry.
I did not find it compelling.
Go suck yourself. Yes?
I did not find it compelling until the very end. The last thing that he does. And I don't want to reveal it because it was a pretty dark turn
just
for
reveal
Superman.
Reveal it
because
it's going until I see it.
Okay. So, he kills General Zod. At
okay.
No.
By snapping his neck.
What about Lex
Does
Luthor?
Does he also see dead people?
Lex Luthor is not part of it. You see Lex
That's
Corp?
The whole fucking point!
No, this is an origin story, dude.
I don't give a shit.
He just met Fred Durst.
Oh, I got a Fred Durst story for you.
Oh, whip it out.
But
hold
on.
Fred Durst.
No, finish your bullshit story about this Superman crap.
Ooh.
Lex Luthor is not in it, but Lex Corp, you see Lex Corp if you're paying attention.
What the fuck is Lex Corp?
So
I don't give a shit.
No one gives a shit. If it's not the man himself, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. There's no... Okay.
We know Lex Luthor. We don't... Lex Corp is just a
story.
Thing.
I don't give a shit.
Origin.
I'm so pissed
story.
Off right now.
Fuck that. Superman's gay.
Yeah. Superman
is
gay.
Oh, shots fired.
I didn't find this Man of Steel that I'm speaking of specifically to be very compelling. Until the end there, when you saw him have to take... Because what was going on was he had him in a headlock, basically, and Zod was getting the same powers as Superman, and he was doing his laser eye thing, and he was moving towards people, and he was going to kill the people, so Superman was forced to make a choice. Either let Zod kill the people, or kill Zod in order to save the people. And he killed Zod by snapping his neck.
Why didn't he do it sooner, then?
See, I get Zod, but no Lex Luthor.
Because
it's stupid.
He doesn't want to kill.
I want to go back in time and stop the movie from being made.
No, because now we're getting Batman versus Superman, the Dawn of Justice, and we've been clamoring for a Justice League movie since Superman Returns.
Okay, so speaking of Fred Durst.
All right, on to Fred.
Poor Chody.
Buddy of mine, JP, we are moving down to Phoenix, Arizona. For school, which almost all of us did not continue to attend. It was the time that chocolate starfish and hot dog flavored water came out. So we listened to that most of the way down. And Fred Durst was still cool at this point. He wasn't as big a douche as he turned out to be.
He hadn't raped anybody yet?
Not yet. So, but the way that I kind of dressed and I wore this backwards hat,
oh, wait,
I heard
didn't
from
become
some
a bigger
people.
Fan of him after you raped those girls?
No.
I thought you liked rape, though. I thought you were a fan of rape.
No. We'll get into that later.
What you said on our podcast. You said you were a fan of rape.
Yes, and then how many times did I go back and say that I got ahead
I
of myself and I wasn't... Well, then go fuck
it.
Yourself. So anyway, when I wore my hat backwards, people would say that I reminded them of Fred Durst. Not that I really looked like him, they just reminded me, right? So we're at one of the malls.
Did you do it all for the Nookie?
The Nookie, yeah, so I could get that cookie for sure.
You can stick it up here.
Yeah.
Okay, back to it.
No, so we're walking out of the mall, and so I got my hat, turns backwards and whatever, and these little girls, probably early teens, middle teens, come running up to me, and they're all giggling and stuff, and I'm like, what in the fuck, you know, like...
They know you like rape.
Well, yeah. Terrible.
Statutory is good, too.
All right, we're going back. In no
it's
way...
It's getting real up in here.
Awesome.
In no way do I like rape of any shape or form. Okay, so anyway...
You had rape. You know, I will rape you written
we
all
went from rape
days.
To child molestation with
oh
Fred
God.
Durst stories.
Tweeting rape worldwide right now.
You all need to go
That's
fuck
awesome.
A goat. Anyway, so these girls come up, and they're all giggly and stuff, and we're like, what the hell? And so then they asked if they could have my autograph. And I'm looking at her friend. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? They thought I was Fred Durst.
No way.
Even though
Fuck
I had short
yeah.
sleeves, there was no ink anywhere. But, you know, and it wasn't until later, I'm like, oh, sorry, girls, it's not me, and then walked off. Then I'm like, you know what? I should have
It wasn't until after the hotel visit.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm not Fred Durst, breaks the news.
It wasn't until after he pulled it
out. But you know what? That was
the
same day. That was the same day we went to Tower Records, and only partial... part of the store was open because ICP fucked the rest of it up.
Hey, I'm not Fred Durst.
Are you
and I don't like rape. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like rape either.
But your eyes say otherwise.
Oh, Jesus.
That's all I'm getting out of you. I just looking deep into those eyes.
Okay, you know what? You
and
know what?
All I see is I will rape you.
You know what I have done? I have raped my hand. Okay.
Many times.
Other
did you ever
that,
buy
not,
a leather coat for your hand?
No. I don't need to protect myself.
You don't want to get your hand some finery?
I have a confession about hand. Give myself hand here. So
what?
Give myself hand jobs. Oh, so and he brought it up with him saying I've raped my hand.
Yeah.
So there was this time when my hand was asleep.
Oh God.
And I was like, you know, I'd been laying on it weird for like a half hour or something.
Did you pull a stranger?
Yeah. So it's like asleep, and so I'm sitting there, and I'm like. I can't
how do you
feel my
get
hand,
it?
So maybe it would feel like somebody else was actually...
I can't feel my hand, let's masturbate.
Right.
Yeah,
and so I go
it?
Right...
How do you get it into the position?
Oh, it was so weird because it was all tingly. And just as the blood started flowing, you know that moment when the blood started flowing? It started feeling like my own hand again, and then it was like, boom. Like, it was so cool because for like 20 seconds, it felt like somebody else's hand.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. You know where
well,
I first heard
know,
of that
most people
was,
only need 20 seconds.
Nicolas Cage movie in the Cars. The Steal
Gone
the Cars.
In 60 seconds.
Thank you. Yes.
Never seen it.
Scott Conn.
Movie nerd.
Is that his name? Scott Conn was talking about it. He's like, what I do is I sit on my hand till it goes numb, then I rub one out. The Stranger.
I didn't even know that was even a
oh,
deal.
It's a thing.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
well, you guys need to try it.
Oh,
yeah.
And that brings up another point. I was listening to our previous podcast on the way here.
Yeah.
And I was talking about, I don't know if you heard it or not, the space docking, right?
Oh,
right.
God damn it.
So I was talking about that, and I didn't know what it was called, and he spurts out, space docking? I want to know how you know that.
Because
and
we
is this trial and error?
Wade.
We did.
Yeah.
Am I that stupid? Do I forget?
Right. It was on Stroking...
To the oldies.
Stroking to the oldies, yep.
We were talking about space docking and how the uncircumcised is
that's
the Enterprise.
Son of a bitch.
Or no, I'm sorry.
Well,
yes, the uncircumcised is the Enterprise and the circumcised
right,
is the shuttle.
But humor me for a second.
Shuttle
I'm,
bit, shuttle
I'm just
two
trying
to
call you gay and I'm reinforcing that. So continue.
Wait, continue. You were talking.
You were talking.
No, I was... Oh, shut up.
Are you that old?
Well, speaking of stroking
yeah,
to the
oldies...
Yeah, a
couple of squirrels came running by.
Squirrel!
Speaking of stroking to the oldies, I posted it on my Facebook, and I want to let all the listeners out there know that if we can get to 1,000 downloads to that, I will let Cody wax my balls on air.
I am waxing
done.
Balls.
1,000 downloads, and I will wax my balls on air, and
it's a jungle down there, folks.
It's hardcore jungle, and I will scream, and it'll sound like a torture chamber, but I will do it. I will
you
do
don't,
it.
You
the
aforementioned
squealing
no,
will reoccur.
No, I'm going to let it grow hog wild
nice.
So that you guys can, like, it'll be a good visual when you videotape and show up the thing of
yeah,
all my
we're
hair.
Gonna, we're going to have to
you
cut
know,
that, though.
You know what would be hilarious?
It's going to take a while.
We need to definitely video that shit, but we're also, this is going to be an Are You Man Enough segment, and if we need to pull people in off the street, we'll do it, because I'm going to bitch out. I want to see someone space dock. However,
oh,
do you remember?
No, really?
No. So, do you remember
I
the
do.
Jackass?
Fuck
no,
that.
I fucking
hold on,
do want to see
on.
It.
I'm getting bad with this, and you might pick it up quick where I'm going with this. You ever seen Jackass? One of the movies.
Oh God.
Where you have what's the big guy?
Oh, I forget his name. But yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and then they had the midget.
Yeah.
And they glued themselves together.
Oh yes.
Preston.
So I'm saying
Preston Lacy,
right. So I'm saying I want to see someone space dock glued together, and then I wanted to see them pull it apart.
Dude,
that hurts like hell.
Oh my God.
You see what I'm talking about?
No. Well,
wow.
That's
are you
going to
glue tips
injury,
too?
And that could be that
well,
could
that's
be
why
studio,
I said pull people off the street.
But wow. Straight up, I bet we could pay some homeless guys to space dock.
Are we gluing tips too?
I don't think we'll glue tips, but
point, yeah.
I think we can pay homeless guys.
That is the whole
that's
point. We are gluing tips
because we're gonna have to shower them, feed them, give them booze.
Absolutely,
but they'll do everything
for
booze.
Amazing.
I don't
want to
see a space. Look see, up on
okay,
the
you are
look,
on
see,
something.
And here's the other thing. Dock. He doesn't get like going
why
to certain
cool?
sites where you see people that do that crazy shit. To me, it's just fascinating to see what people will do to themselves. He claims he's so disgusted by it, but you know what?
You know
it's just like the daughter.
You know
what? It's the daughter of the priest.
You know what?
Right? They're the crazy ones. He
you know
claims
what?
That he doesn't like it. The moment we leave, he's gonna pull up some chick getting herself nailed to something. He's gonna blow his load.
No, I promise I won't, because my balls hurt.
Oh yeah,
my
we're
balls
trying to get your balls to hurt even more.
Literally hurt just thinking about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, you know what they?
I don't like my balls.
With a vasectomy, they don't cut your balls off.
Mm. No,
dude.
They just cut the vas deferens and let them rip.
Yeah.
Okay, let's change the subject here real quick.
When are you going
in
for a bath?
Right
when are you going to go in and get snipped, buddy?
I don't know, man.
You know what? We're going to be there.
Soon.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to talk to the doc.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to the doc.
I need some more of this gentleman, Jack.
No.
Because what I want to hear from you, Wade, is you were challenged.
Okay.
You were put in the spotlight by one of our listeners by the name of Courtney. She says that you and Jeremy are not redneck. That you are hick. And she has stated that she's going to come onto this show and tell you why.
Well, I'd just like to see the challenge herself. Look, this pisses me off. Because first off, I'm not no fucking hick, okay? I don't wear my goddamn duster in July. You don't see me like those fucking retards from Texas. And I'm sorry, buddy. And I'm not talking about you.
What duster?
A duster. You don't see me wearing a duster in July with big old boots. I shower more than once a week.
Dude, my dad has a duster, and he's definitely
does he wear it? Does
he is
wear it?
Definitely
what
a
the
hick.
Hell?
Absolutely.
What the hell is a duster?
It's like an overcoat for cowboys.
You've seen those old cowboy movies, you've seen a duster.
Is it the thing with all the tassels?
No.
Come with tassels.
tassels.
No,
titty tassels?
It's like an overcoat that has these big like shoulder things on them, and it's to keep the rain off of you and the dust. Yeah,
okay.
And it's like a big long overcoat. All
right.
I don't wear that shit. And so is your dad a hick?
Oh, yeah.
And he wears a duster in the summertime, right?
I wouldn't say he wears it, but he definitely owns one.
Right.
He's one
of
them old
hicks. I don't own that shit. I'm just inbred. That makes me redneck. Okay?
You know, I gotta side with you on that one. I've been around. See, it's so fun. I loved living in North Idaho. Because within Coeur d'Alene, yes, they've chased all the racist fucks out of there, so quit going there.
All the
but
white
anyway,
power.
In Coeur d'Alene is so funny because I don't know, have any of you been there?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
hell
so you
no.
Get the really nice resort right there on the water. So you've got rich, fancy
it's
snobs
beautiful.
There. Lars Ulrich always goes there every summer.
Like,
jockey.
Dude, fucking, I go to Coeur d'Alene, fucking Idaho every summer, dude.
Oh,
I love Lars and his accent.
He's
anyway,
such
sorry.
A douche. Yeah. No, he's good. But, yeah,
told
so.
Tipper Core to go fuck herself. I'm sorry. Like, so Tipper, go fuck yourself. Sorry.
So in the city, you have, you know, your regular normal people, upper class, snobs driving SUVs, nice housing development.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a lot of places, you get 5 minutes out of town. Oh, my God. Everyone's married to their brother, their
ding,
sister,
ding,
their
ding,
first
ding,
cousin.
Ding,
exactly.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's just crazy. So, yeah, I would definitely classify that as redneck because nobody over there calls them hick.
They call themselves rednecks.
Oh, but okay. Okay, hold on. We're doing a quick rant here.
Yes.
This pisses me off. Some of the rednecks over here, hicks, whatever.
Concrete.
They feel that they have to have
riding goat.
A southern accent.
Oh,
someone
my
explain
God.
Explain this fucking to me, okay?
Trent, same thing.
You mean
they've
TK?
Never,
Yeah.
They've never been to the South. They're not from the South, but they feel that because they're redneck, they got to have that damn accent, and they butcher it.
They do. Mm-hmm.
I have been to Southern Alabama. I have been to where the redneck, the people that like live in, you know, with the tarp connected to a couple trees, that's their home. That, my friend, is a real Southern
you
accent.
Had that
I know what you're talking
bullshit.
About right there.
In that grape juice
exactly.
with some watermelon.
Exactly.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And they drive.
You went out in the field
and
all day.
And they act like rednecks.
Cotton.
And they act like hicks. But then they all own, like, really nice houses.
Yep.
And they own nice big trucks and different things. They don't even know what being one is. They just try to act like it. It's kind of like those people that weren't geeks and made fun of geeks, and now they are.
No, they're
pretending
to be nerds,
they are rednecks because it's in style and concrete, Lyman area.
Right. And that's
fucking
what,
posers.
Unfortunately, has happened to Sturgis as well.
Right. Same thing.
Yep.
Used to be about bikers. Now it's about sons.
Pretending to be a biker.
I own a bike.
I was
I own
watching.
A bike. Sturgis.
I was watching Top Gear, which is a great show.
Did you ever
and
remove
they did
those
one where they went to Sturgis?
Off that bike?
Mm-hmm. And there's so many stores now that are all selling the image is what they're selling.
Right.
So,
it's branding.
Yeah.
It's
putting a face. It's
putting
a front.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Top Gear?
Yes, I have.
The American one. Did you see where they went to Sturgis?
I haven't seen
because
the
they sent
one.
Them there on little scooters.
Oh, Jesus.
And they had to do these competitions to earn their way up to a real bike.
Oh, that's
that was
awesome.
Fucking hilarious, dude.
That
these,
is pretty cool.
These guys come through on little scooters, and you could just see everyone. Like, the real bikers were just like,
you know, they
I don't
have
give
body
a shit if this is a TV show.
Stabbed.
I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, you know the real bikers
oh,
when,
yeah.
when you see that look.
Them scooter wearing
they usually have a ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
And
they usually have a ponytail. They usually haven't
Bandanas.
Showered in 6 months.
Yep. Yeah, they're not the ones downtown showing off their bike that's polished to a T.
No, it's road
you know,
hard
with their Beamer parked out back. Yeah.
Right, right. And so you see these guys, especially up here, and I've noticed that too since I've been up here. I'm from Redneckville. That's it. I mean, you know, until you can honestly say that your grandparents are double first cousins, you can't talk like that. You can't say you're redneck.
So, what I'm hearing is you are accepting the challenge.
Oh, yeah. I'll challenge her, and I will. Battle Royale, a redneck battle royale. You bring it on. You guys come up with topics. You and Dave.
Done.
What you do is go on.
D-U-N, done.
You come up with topics.
Right.
I don't care if you go to Jeff Foxworthy's website and print off what it is to be a redneck, and then I'll have a story, and, you know, we'll get a few people on there. We'll out-redneck each other, and we'll see. Kind of
hey,
fucking rednecks.
Yeah.
We're going to get it.
We're going to get it.
We're going to get done.
That's right.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Get over in there.
Right. Have you ever seen the cable guy when he's just himself? Not in the image.
Right.
He's just a straight up normal dude.
Yeah, I listened to him on Adam Carolla's podcast here not too long ago. And he was starting to do the voice, and he was like, wait, let me break down in character. And he went back to his normal voice.
Yeah. He's actually a pretty cool dude, though, I've heard.
It was his voice, but without that twang.
And he's real funny. He's real funny. He doesn't have to be Larry the Cable Guy. And Larry the Cable Guy actually came from him being on calling into a certain radio show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know, the only one of those guys I saw was Ron White in Spokane, and that was a damn good show.
Oh,
Ron White is
hilarious. He is just straight up a redneck. That's it.
We lucked out. We just got random tickets. Fourth fucking row.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, you could smell the cigar smoke and everything.
I didn't want to be drunk in public. I wanted to be drunk at the bar.
No, what was great was there were some people kind of in front of us, but maybe a few seats over, that just wouldn't really shut up. I mean, we could hear over them, but it was still kind of rude.
Yeah.
And he stopped the show at one point, and he's like, y'all need to settle down. You know, and of course they start cheering because they think it's just part of the show.
No.
Well, no, it's never part of the show.
5 minutes later, he stops the show and he's like, all right, I got to stop this again. And he looks over at the security people and he's like, these people need to go now. And they're like, oh, yay. And people came over. Well, he had to tell the security guards a couple times, too, because they thought it was part of the show.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, they need to go.
No one knows what the
now.
Fuck's going on.
And so they were like, yay, yay. Wait, what? You're kicking us out? What the fuck? But then the whole place started clapping after they left.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think they were that. I mean, they were annoying, but I didn't think they were that.
Hecklers
were
interrupting
heads.
Cool. They weren't heckling. They were just talking over everybody.
No, 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 no.
They were
probably
really drunk.
Oh, dude, they were
goodbye.
Yeah, and just didn't give a shit.
But, no, man, that was such a cool show. And you can tell he wasn't putting on a front. He's just a cool dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like about stand-up comedy. If you...
It, well, as long as you're seeing good one. Daniel Tosh was awesome, too.
Yeah, well, it depends on the comedian. Like, this is... I'm a huge radio, like, fan. Yeah. I've listened to a lot of talk radio and different things. And me too. And the thing is that's what makes the medium of sound so cool. It's not visual, first and foremost. I mean, they can't see how ugly and fucking disgusting we all look in this.
Especially Chody here.
No,
yeah, I currently have my dick whipped out. So
but yeah. The second thing is...
What'd you say about my hair?
It's okay. It's okay, Cody.
What'd you say
your
about
wife
my hair?
Will get you to cut it because you're a pussy and can't stand up for yourself.
I am not cutting my fucking beautiful mane. I don't care what anybody says.
Anyway,
this beautiful mane is just
you can
shut
be
up,
honest. You can be honest, and this is right. Like the last honest medium is getting a microphone and just talking. And Ron, why? Mm-hmm. And it's hard. Like we get in here and it's nervous. Every one of us is nervous before this. But it's Ron White or people like that. They get in front of a group of people.
I'm only going to disagree with you on one point: the nervous part of it.
Right.
Before, yes. But I think that Dave and I have been able to do this long enough that I don't feel nervous turning on this mic and talking.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Yeah,
but
before it was like the first time we were doing it.
When
it was like, oh,
when we do a whole new format,
say,
though, I get a little nervous, just a little bit, because we obviously bring the house down. So
of
I don't
course.
Want like these two fuckers fucking up our shit.
Ah, God.
but it
no,
is.
We love you guys.
It's an honest medium, and I think that's what is cool. You can tell a comedian that's contrived and made, like, you know, Dane Cook. You can tell somebody that sucks like that, or somebody that's real life stuff, right?
Yeah, someone who doesn't take other people's stuff,
right?
Or
right,
pay
right.
for it,
and that's what it is. Like this is an honest medium.
Joe Rogan. Is
I
goes into
Joe
that.
Rogan
fucking
is awesome.
Love Rogan.
Goes into that. And
I got to post my
hick
pic on our site really quick.
Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Adam
real man
Carolla
wears
is
pink.
In that.
Christopher Titus.
Chris Titus.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I like Chris Titus. I love Doug Benson.
Right.
Doug Benson's just fucking... I've met him. I've been to his show several times and got to meet him and got some autographs.
I like Excitebike.
Who doesn't like a good Excite Bike? Yeah,
I never played it.
I need to grow my hair out again.
Yeah, you do.
I was a badass.
Just do it.
You were doing
I'm growing
sexy.
Mine out.
Are you posting that one?
Yeah. See?
Oh man, that's kind of got that whole Doors feel. You got to put that one on the website.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
That's my Les Paul custom.
Les Paul custom. You look like you're.
He looks.
You're
like
in the 90s at this time, right?
No, that was '05.
So what I'm hearing,
you look sexy. What happened between then and now? Like you look like shit now.
What I'm hearing is you like to bounce around
well,
and look like different
stars.
That was
only the second year of my first marriage.
Because you like braids.
Oh, so you hadn't completely fucking ruined you yet.
Yeah.
Give him a little credit here. It's been a decade.
Yeah, but look at me.
But he does still look like shit.
Like I've only gotten better with age. Look how sexy this shit is.
Well, let's record it and put it on YouTube.
Oh!
How sexy this shit is? Uh-huh. No way. You're not putting a camera in front of me. I'm all fat and shit.
So, let's move on here because we're past an hour now. I want to do our Are You Man Enough segment. Now, what we've decided to do with our Are You Man Enough segment is we are going to explain what we're going to do, and then we are going to videotape it and post it on our Facebook page. So, what's going to happen is, like tonight, our challenge is, can you drink a one egg?
Nope, I'm a pussy.
Nah, so, I think I'd vomit.
So, because these two are pussing out, they're going to get hit in the nuts with a wiffle ball bat.
No, I said I'd vomit. I'd still do it.
Are you still going to do
it? I'd still do
it. Vomiting is fine. You can drink it. And then
do I get a bucket, or do you want
there's
me to
there's
gonna
be
on
a bucket.
The floor?
There's gonna
make
be a
no mistake, you have to clean up the vomit with your tongue.
Yes, and then
oh god,
then you get hit twice in the nuts with a wiffle ball bat.
Yeah, and I'm only doing wiffle ball with a cup because that's still plastic, but it still ain't gonna. I may reproduce at one point, so I can't completely.
Yeah, grab
Dave
the fucking
is
wiffle
scared
ball
about
and
his twig and berries.
Grab that bat,
you
smack me in the nuts, and I will still eat the egg.
Huh.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
On a side note, Hubble Telescope spots smiley face.
Oh.
Yes, I'm an astronomy nerd. Continue.
Yay.
Okay.
So, You are still gonna take a hit in the balls and drink an egg
at the same time.
At the same time.
Oh God.
Okay, so
I don't believe until I see.
I think that might be impossible.
If we're gonna do this on air, let's do that too. But I'm also gonna film it and we're gonna YouTube that shit.
That's what I just explained. We're gonna stop the recording, and
whoa. Stop the recording.
We're gonna say goodbye. Direct our
Rasconians. Oh no, you gotta do it on air.
You gotta do it on air, and I'm gonna film it on air.
No, we're gonna stop.
No.
We're gonna say this is what we're gonna do. If you want to see,
fucking out of his mind.
Yeah, he is.
If you
want to
see the results. Go to our Facebook
it's
page.
Staged.
No, that is a good point. We did.
That's what we talked about last week.
Okay.
If you don't do it on air, you're not going to drive listeners to the site.
Ratings, bro.
Ratings. But eh.
Ratings.
No.
So
we
grab that wiffle ball bat, hit me in the balls, let's do an egg, shut the fuck up about it, and let's just do it.
No, we are providing
pussy.
The anticipation of going to the Facebook page.
You're
to watch
the
video. The
fact that
not.
We've been talking about all this, we've kind of ruined it anyway, but still.
<That's true>.
This
right.
is what we should have talked
Thanks,
about
Wade.
Before.
I just wanted to explain it to the Rasconians.
Well, but see, I think if we can do it well enough, even on air, they're going to want to actually see it happen.
That's true.
Indeed.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work, then we'll do it the other way next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or we'll just find a homeless person and shit in their mouth.
Or make him space talk.
I did not prep.
That's true.
Because I figured we were going to do it after the recording.
Okay. I like Excite Bike.
That is the name of the episode.
I like Excite Bike. That is so cool. That is so cool. Well, let's grab that egg and let's do this.
You're going to do it?
Oh, fucking Jesus. I've eaten a million raw eggs. Let's go for it.
Okay.
Go grab it.
Yeah, I'm the bitch. I don't care.
You're a bitch? You don't care?
I'm filming, so.
You're filming?
So wait a minute, hold on, let me, you're going to not only take the egg, but you're also going to take a shot in the nuts.
At the same time.
Is this what I'm hearing?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And you're going to keep it down.
I'm going to keep it down. I'm going to take the egg, and then you hit me in the nuts.
Oh, I love these bastards.
Well, it's just like,
the cojones on this one.
I'm fucking man enough.
He's got it.
He's
macho.
He's out of eggs.
Out of eggs.
Are you
How does
serious?
One run out of eggs?
Go up and ask your wife if we can have one of hers.
Okay, so this is Chody saying we're out of eggs. So it looks like...
Oh!
Shots fired.
Damn it, I missed that.
So I just hit Chody in the nuts because he ran out of eggs.
Who runs out of
and
eggs?
And it kind of made this snapping noise when it hit him in the balls. did it hurt?
Well, he's doing Something's some nut exercises in preparation for his vasectomy there. He might be building up some strength.
He's getting really mad right now. He's pulling out the wiffle ball bat.
Okay.
He is furiously right, opening this
we
box.
We need to do a before shot of his nuts.
No.
No.
This is like rage. It's rage right now.
Hold on.
There might be some winding up involved.
All right, hold on.
He's going to swing for the fences, folks.
Oh, you're going to do it from the behind? Okay, but not too hard. I didn't get you that hard.
Oh!
Oh.
Turn around.
You can't look at me. This is fucking bullshit.
Things are going to go wrong so fast.
I'm not facing that way, but why? Yeah, I don't trust this.
You got this, Wade.
Where's
you
your
got this, Wade.
Where's your microphone at?
Oh, this is great.
Okay, here we go. Do it. Do it!
Do it!
Go.
Wind it up!
Go. Fucking do it already or I'll kill you. Do it! Oh, don't. Okay, come on, hit me harder than that. Come on, you fucking.
And he wants seconds.
Here we go.
Oh.
Okay, now you just kind of barely tipped him.
So
it's not that, dude. I hate a barrel.
Were you going to say you hate a barrel of monkeys?
No, when you barely hit them, it's worse than when if you get hit in the nuts.
Oh, that is actually a good point.
Oh, my God.
Wade is down. Wade
is down.
Almost down.
Dude, his knees.
It's almost done.
It's happening.
Oh. That egg thing is going to be so much easier now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if I had eggs.
Who runs out of eggs?
Did I get you pretty good? I like the popping.
You got me pretty good. With that whipping sound? Yeah, that
hurt.
Yeah,
well, I kind of...
fucking hurt.
Did you not see him furiously opening that box?
Right here.
I know I hit something kind of hard.
You see
like
outline of cock right there? Just a
little
bit.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get hard.
Right.
You're Wade.
Ow.
That's
that ass.
Sorry. Oh, dude, look at me sweating. Look at me sweating.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he got me. Oh.
Yep. Oh, we got the sweat.
You know, a good balling story is my cousin Jeremy one night hit me in the balls so hard I shit my pants almost.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that. I love
it. All right. We're no more hitting the balls.
Oh, Daniel,
that had to be
you
done.
Didn't want
to
get hit in the balls?
No, I do. I said I'd do the egg.
I don't have any eggs.
Exactly. Where does this leave me?
Oh,
terrible.
Cody, I still love you, man. No more ball hits to each other, though.
See, that's
you have to man up to it.
Those are real men right there, though.
Real men. Yeah. Manly
men.
They
can both take a shot in the nuts.
Is yours still hurt?
Yeah, well, mine still hurts.
They can both take a shot in the nuts and
shake
hands.
Okay, but see, this is where I have the advantage.
Quick question.
Nope.
Would a hick, would they fight after this?
Fuck no.
No.
Okay, so either way, rednecks and...
At this point,
they're
drunk.
Each
they're not going to remember any of this.
They're not drunk.
So I feel
I've had
the advantage in this bout, Wade, because every time vasectomy is uttered, my nuts hurt.
Vasectomy.
My nuts really hurt now.
Vasectomy.
Well, I was wondering if you actually still had your balls, if I was going to go up and have to ask your wife if I could borrow them for a minute so I could smack them.
Locked deep in that purse.
Oh, wow.
Just joking with you.
They are Velcroed on, but... No, seriously, you know, my balls hurt, so I feel like I'm used to the pain.
We have accomplished something.
It's like what
something.
I learned in Marine Corps boot camp. If you deaden your nerves on your arms and your stomachs and your legs, you can take a hit a lot better.
Okay, then just let me hit in your balls for like 20 hours
nope.
straight,
nope.
and then you won't feel it anymore.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right.
You good?
He's still
standing here, folks.
So we're
refuses to sit down
on our Facebook page.
Yes.
And thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Yes.
It was great being here.
Thanks for coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
He might have came a little bit. I don't know.
I may have came a little bit. That was a pretty good. No, you got me right at the back, like right right above the chode, and it was just like it flipped him forward and had a twofer hit.
Chody only hits the chode.
That was weird. Yeah, anyway.
So, thank you guys.
Take a bow, Wade.
Find us on Facebook to watch the video of me getting hit in the nuts and Wade getting hit in the nuts. And give us a comment. Let us know something
commentary.
We can do for Are You Man Enough segment.
Yes.
And find us on Twitter, on Instagram. Email roscoeshoc@gmail.com. And again, thank you guys.
Yes.
Thank you, Wade.
And by the way.
Yeah. Did you steal that?